Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, August 29th, 2021, the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the traditions of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.'" Then Jesus called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile them. But the things that come out of a person are what defile them. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the gospel of the Lord. So as I, have read this gospel, and in the midst of the pandemic, I'm thinking, Jesus, you want to make sure that the disciples wash their hands and clean the pots and do all these things just so that everything is clean and safe. But that's not what the scribes and the Pharisees are concerned about in this gospel. Of course, Jesus wants everybody to be clean and healthy and safe. But Jesus challenges the scribes and the Pharisees with their understanding of the law, understanding following the rules. You know, the scribes and the Pharisees challenge Jesus, saying, "Look, your disciples aren't following kind of the traditions of the elders." And Jesus is trying to point out, and he does it in a pretty direct way, calling them hypocrites, and "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." And that's where Jesus is calling all of us to remember. Those external little rituals of how to clean the pots, how to wash your hands, how to do all those types of things, these small rituals, the scribes and the Pharisees kind of put those as the significant portion, put things out of order. Because as we know, of course, in the Gospels, Jesus' mission was to heal everyone's hearts by forgiving sins, by offering compassion and mercy, and ultimately, of course, laying down his life on the cross so that we can have eternal life. We remember the story of the paralyzed man. His friends lowered him through the roof on a mat in front of Jesus because of the crowds. They couldn't get in. And what does Jesus do? There's two miracles that take place. The first miracle is he says, "Your sins are forgiven. But they're just to prove to you, those who doubt, that I have the power to forgive as the Son of God, I'm going to have you get up, roll up your mat, and go home." Jesus' intent is to heal our hearts, put things into proper order so that we experience God's love for us and then our love for him and our love for others. Jesus, again, challenges them, He goes on to say, "In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." So Jesus is saying, you've fallen out of order. These small ritualistic things, these small little rules, help for the greater good of transforming hearts, of allowing to open up our lives, our souls, and our very beings to God's love that transforms us, that forgives us our sins, and then sends us out so that we can do the same. Some of the scribes and the Pharisees were judging people based on not following the legalistic rules without having those things connect to the bigger good, the grace that God offers when we dedicate our lives to him. And so Jesus goes on to say in this gospel, you know, what defiles a person? Where does the evil intentions come from? He says, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. All these evil things come from within and they defile a person. So that is why, that's why Jesus came to heal our hearts so that we can be freed from sin and made in this new gift of creation, this new and eternal covenant. And Jesus is trying to put back with the scribes and Pharisees those things that are in order. Yeah, those things are part of the law, but they're part of the bigger picture of giving our hearts over to the Father in heaven by allowing him to be the Lord of our lives. And that's in that transformation of heart, we then live as people who seek forgiveness, who offer peace, who are willing to sacrifice for the sake of others with no benefit for ourselves. That's more crucial. That's more important than following certain ritualistic guidelines that don't really transform our lives. And so some of the scribes and the Pharisees, and we do that too. Sometimes we kind of put things in a different order, in a different perspective. We judge people. They're not doing it the way they're supposed to do it or the way I do it. And we kind of make things sometimes bigger than what they really are. And some of the scribes and the Pharisees were doing that with some of these routine rules that in the end of it don't really transform us unless we're looking into the bigger reality of that grace of having this powerful and deep relationship with our God. You know, our faith is not following a set of rules. Following a set of rules does not lead to conversion, does not lead to forgiveness, does not lead to new life. We need those rules as a framework, but they all have to serve the core value, the core goal. And of course, following the commandments of God helps us develop and strengthen that deep relationship so that we can be the best version of ourselves, that we can be those faithful and loving disciples who are willing to embrace our cross each day to help make the world a better place by serving those in need. And so it's not about this just following rules. It's not about following routine. It's all about the heart and how Jesus came to heal our hearts, to strengthen our hearts, and to really set them on fire for the good news that only God the Father offers to us. So as we get ready for this gospel this coming weekend, we think about, you know, how is my relationship with the Lord? Am I experiencing a conversion of heart through my participation and going to Mass, whether that's in person or especially during the pandemic online? Am I taking time to pray personally? Am I develop my spiritual life so I have this ongoing conversation with the Lord? When was the last time when it's safe for you to go to the sacrament of reconciliation so that our hearts are made whole, our hearts are made new, our hearts are close to Christ? That's what the life of faith, even for us as Christians, as Catholics today, kind of all those rules and regulations and canon laws guide us towards and offer us this framework so that we encounter Christ. Let's put things in proper order. Let's put things in proper perspective. Let's put things in its proper place so that we can truly be transformed by the love of Christ. And also we can help each other on this pilgrimage to the kingdom of heaven. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.